Title of our current sermon series is called Believing is Seeing, because in confirmation class, this is a phrase we talk about a lot. Remember that? Yes, they remember. Good job. We talk a lot about that in our lesson on faith, how faith is something different than what the world teaches us. We learn that when we believe, we can see God more clearly in different ways. God shows up and surprises us often when we are ready to listen. We talked about prayer being a conversation. They're nodding. They remember. We talked about prayer being a conversation and how part of that conversation is listening. So in this sermon series, we are exploring how Jesus's resurrection gives us new lenses to see the world and to see God's goodness. And these lenses are free. We don't even have to go to the eye doctor and spend so much money on these lenses that insurance doesn't cover. These lenses are free. It's great. When we believe, God uses that faith to open our eyes to the evidence of new life that is springing up all around us. And we see that now. Spring has sprung, and it's amazing. So what we've seen so far in this sermon series is that with our lenses of faith, we see that God is with us through our doubts and even with us through our grief, that God is a God that is right beside us through it all. And today we will continue to see how God gives us new lenses to see even in the midst of the clutter of life. Our text today comes from chapter 10 of the Gospel of John. And those of you who are in my Lenten Bible class know how much I love the Gospel of John. So this is such a treat today. Right before our passage in chapter 10, chapter 9, Jesus performed an amazing miracle. He gives sight to a man who was born blind. Jesus healed this man on the Sabbath, which was a big deal back then and created quite the controversy and had the religious authorities very, very upset. So they threw the man who was healed out of the synagogue, and Jesus hears about this and will come back because he cares about this man. And in our passage today, Jesus confronts the religious authorities using images to invite them to see clearly who God truly is. So in our passage, Jesus is going to use images of sheep, a gate, thieves and robbers, and of course, a shepherd. He wants us to find meaning and truth through these images. Sheep are mentioned more than 200 times in the Bible, more than any other animal, fun fact. Sheep were used as important sources of wool, milk, meat, and throughout the Bible, sheep served as important symbols of God's people. God is portrayed as the shepherd of his chosen flock in the prophetic words of Isaiah and Ezekiel, as well as most famously in the psalm that was read at the start of worship in Psalm 23. So these are going to be familiar images for his audience to hear. So let us now see how these familiar images invite us to see Jesus more clearly as I read from John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls the sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. So therefore, Jesus says again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes to only steal and kill and destroy. I have come so that they may have life and have it to the fullest." Here ends our reading for the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, and for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Our middle hymn is titled, My Shepherd Will Supply My Need. You'll find that in the green hymnal here in the sanctuary. And as well, those words will be dropping into the comments down below. Friends, let us sing together to our good shepherd. You may be seated. And friends, will you please join with me in a spirit of prayer?
Holy God, our good shepherd, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Friends, it seems like every day we are constantly bombarded with voices that are not God's voice. Every day the news is filled with tragedy, and it seems like every news story tries to seep and touch into our deepest fears. Every day social media is filled with status updates that make us feel like our lives aren't beautiful enough, or not perfect enough, or we're not happy enough, or not good enough. You see, these voices are all around us. Our phones are set to notify us every time an opinion is posted, every comment made, every change in the weather, every time a politician speaks. The voices are everywhere. Sometimes these voices are calling us to anger and hatred and greed. Buy this, buy that. Your life is not satisfied unless you have this possession, and worry. So how can we possibly hear the voice of Jesus calling us in the midst of all that noise? How can we escape the clutter so we can hear the truth of God? Is there an activity or a spot that you go to that allows you to escape from noise and the clutter of this life? You know, Jesus is constantly escaping in the Gospels and going to quiet places. So I wonder, what's your quiet place? For me, I've always been able to block out the noise and connect with God through journaling. My journal is my space where I can express to God how I feel, where I can write things and just read scripture and write my own personal thoughts. I've also been able to connect with God well in nature and have a lot of fun just going on random walks and getting lost in the woods. There's this bird sanctuary behind my house, and I still haven't found the way out, but somehow I make a circle. I don't know. But it's a very nice bird sanctuary up on Route 18. But another surprising place that I'm able to block out all the negative noise and focus on the love of God is on the karaoke stage. It's very surprising, right? Because it's a very noisy environment, but it's my place. But did you know that there was a time in my life where I was afraid to do karaoke because I was embarrassed of what people might think of me? See, I'm like you all, I'm not a good singer, or I don't sing very well. So I'm a very tall person, and I stick out. So I did not want to bring attention to the fact that I don't sing very well. But as I would go to karaoke events with my friends, I would watch people have so much fun, and I wanted to be a part of that fun too. So one day I just said, you know, I'm just going to do it, see what happens. And I had so much fun, and now I keep doing karaoke all the time. So last week I had a vacation, and I ended up doing karaoke again, but this was the ultimate karaoke experience. So I was at Universal. They have, you know, the place with all the restaurants. It's called City Walk. And there is this karaoke spot where there is a live band, backup singers, flashing lights, a whole big stage, a mic that I can dance around with. And this was this was my dream. This was the ultimate karaoke experience. I got up, and you all know who I sang, and I got up and sang her song. It was amazing. There, you know, I sent videos to some people, so it's probably going around. But I was able, in that experience, on the karaoke stage, the room was filled with people, but you know what? I was able to drown out the noise or opinions of others. And the joy of singing my favorite song allowed me to be myself. See, that's the spot where I can block out the negative voices in my head, those criticisms that say you're not good enough. I get on that stage, the music starts, and I'm a pop star, and it doesn't matter, those voices, anymore. You see, we need those spots and those spaces to be reminded that the negative voices of this world, even in our own head, those are not the truth. God breaks through, is able to break through that negativity and reminds us that we are known and that we are loved. Jesus is the good shepherd that does that. We are known by name by our good shepherd. He knows us by name. Jesus starts off the passage by saying that whoever does enter the sheep pen by the gate but climbs in some other way, that person is a thief and a robber. The thieves of our lives are things that we can let steal joy and take away from our relationship with God. Like, comparison really is the thief of all joy. Like, it can steal our joy very fast if we're so consumed with what other people have or what we don't have. Our joy gets taken away fast. And this whole sermon series, we've been using the metaphor of seeing, but I really think we can't be able to see clearly until we hear God's voice. And the thieves and the robbers make it impossible to hear God. But thankfully, as Jesus says in this passage, that he is that gate that protects us from all of those thieves and robbers. And his voice allows us, we are the sheep, it allows us, the sheep, to hear and see through the robber's trickery. We are able to recognize our good shepherd's truth. Now, sheep are pretty great animals. You know, I wanted to order this like sheep onesie for today, but I didn't get on Amazon fast enough to order it. But I love sheep. Sheep are followers. They will follow another sheep always, even over a cliff. It's very weird. Lambs are conditioned from birth to follow older sheep. So following isn't something sheep have to think about. They just do it. It's in their DNA. It's an instinct. They can be trained to follow a distinctive call, a unique melody. I even watched this YouTube video of a sheep following this pipe being played around. It was pretty cool. Sheep learn to recognize it's their own name, and they respond when called to the person that they trust. They will always follow their shepherd's voice. Author Ken Bailey writes in his book, Shepherd Poems, that when a family buys a new sheep, it remains unaccustomed to that new family's call. Thus, when the shepherd calls the other sheep, they all leave the fold, but that new sheep just stays behind and does its own thing. It does not recognize this new person's voice. The sheep are able to recognize who their true shepherd is. Christ's identity is clearly demonstrated in what he does, so we're able to recognize God's voice from all the negative voices that exist around us. Christ is doing the work of the Father. That's his job. So our identity as a sheep are to follow that voice. Listening can be so hard, right? I don't know about you, but I have trouble listening sometimes because I want to go my own way. I want to follow other people. I want to follow the sheep. But God breaks through and tells us to go another way sometimes because he knows and loves us. Listen to verse 3 again. He calls his own sheep by name. See, Jesus knows our name. He knows everything about us. He knows you. He knows you. Isn't that such an exciting thought? But it's also a terrifying thought, right? Jesus knows everything about us, but still wants to lead us all the same. That's the hope that God breaks through to us with, and reminds us that our fears do not have power over us, that true hope is found in Jesus. And that is what gives me hope. And what also gives me hope is this year's confirmation class. They have taught me that hope is alive in this world. And our teenagers, there is goodness. For 16 weeks, this class has journeyed together, exploring so many different topics, and each week I was able to see the presence of God through all of you. This group is so faithful. This group asks so many good questions. This group is so creative. Just look at the creations that they have displayed here today. These communion plates and cups are filled with images of how they express their own faith. This was their final project this year. I gave them this plate and this cup and said, you have the freedom to express your faith and use your creativity to do that. And they did. This group is ready to let their light shine in this church and this world. And I'm so proud of all of you. as we talked about in class, confirmation is not a graduation, but it's a beginning. So this is a beginning of your personal walk with Jesus. And I can't promise you that the road ahead will be easy, but I can share with you the good news that you will not be on this journey alone. That Jesus, the Good Shepherd, will always be with you. He knows each of you by name, and he will break through the noise and the clutter and always give you sight and direction. And that's true for all of you as well. There will always be competing voices that try to take our attention away from God. Distractions seem to be endless, but Jesus is calling you by name, and he wants to be with you. He wants to spend time with you. He wants to enter into those moments of that quiet spot with you, or maybe that loud spot on the karaoke stage. You can join me. There's room for everyone. Jesus wants to know you. So we are his sheep, and Jesus will not stop trying to reach us ever. And when we follow, we will be able to see clearly the hope through the clutter of this life. We are known by name by our Good Shepherd. Amen. Friends, our closing hymn today is Savior, Like a Shepherd, Lead Us, because we know that God is never going to stop trying to lead us. So we will sing this together. You'll find that in the green hymnal. And as always, the words will be dropping into the comments down below. So let us sing together to our great God.